Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Johnny Appleseed goes to doctor. Yesterday, I went to get an implant tooth that was sore, looked at, and the guy operated on it for an hour, including a bone graft. He talked incessantly while he was slicing and peeling my gum back to scrape the metal on the implant and sewing stitches in it. He'd stop every now and then and ask about my career. And when I told him, he said it sounded very interesting and I should write a book. I told him I did, and he wanted to know the name. He asked the name of my book 3 more times before I got out of there. Miracle on Lucky Street, I responded. He had a little scrap of paper he was trying to write it on, was fumbling around, and finally I told him I'd just bring him one on my follow-up visit. He was older than me and Jewish, and I smiled as I walked out, imagining what he would think when he read that book. Today, I'm going to get more surgery, whereby I receive an injection in my spine. I won't be talking through this one, but perhaps I can give away another book while they prep me. Like Johnny Appleseed, I'll plant seeds all over Miami and back to the Keys, if the Lord will let me. Several of my friends have ordered cases of books lately. I'm delighted they're doing so. No, not for the money. I use all the proceeds to buy and distribute more books. They can reach people that otherwise will likely never hear of this book, and many of those who have read it have turned to Christ. If you know someone who would benefit from reading it, then order one or do as these fellows do. Get a dozen and keep them in your office so when you meet someone, you can put one in their hand. I used to do the same thing with the Living Bible translation. Well, my mouth is very sore this morning, and my back will be very sore tomorrow, and probably even more sore after I go fishing on Friday. My ears will be sore, too, because I'll have to listen to my mother hen wife admonishing me for going fishing so soon after surgery and not taking it easy and healing. The surgery weren't that big of a deal, and life is short, and fishing's off the charts right now. The ocean, the sun, the tropical breezes are good healers, especially when God smiles. No sense in wallowing in self-pity and taking pain medicine till you can't see, hear, or talk without a slur. Besides, I have faith the Lord will bless me, as he always does. Luke 6:10, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand," and he did so, and his hand was restored. This was Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.